Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast.
Hey, you guys. We are back again with another one. I'm just super excited, honestly, because I'm in month three of being a podcaster and host. Like, this is the episode 11. So I'm just so thankful to be able to keep it going and be motivated enough to at least record and give you guys something to look forward to or listen. And I'm going to always thank you guys, whomever's listening. If you're new, welcome. And if you've been listening since day one, I greatly appreciate you. Trust the process. You know, it's a safe place for me, y'all. Listen, this has honestly been therapeutic for me. Coming and, you know, taking time out to just talk about the day-to-day life of an entrepreneur. Honestly, it's a burden off my shoulders. It's like I could get it all out and no one can judge me because it's from the view of my eyes and my experience. You know, I always say I'm not teaching y'all anything. I'm just dropping gems, just giving y'all a piece of insight of an entrepreneur's lifestyle. Shit, this shit's not easy. It's stressful, but excuse me, I'm tired. I'm sleepy, and I've been getting sleep, but my brain hasn't been really truly resting all year, honestly. Can y'all believe we're in the second quarter? I feel like 2023 is flying by. We're already in April, the second week in April, and it's just like, damn. It was just January. It was just New Year's. So listen, I do want to tell you guys and remind y'all, whatever goals you set for the new year, get on them. Get on them. Whether it's money goals, business goals, diet goals, relationship goals, spiritual goals, emotional goals, whatever the goals are, you guys, if you have not been working on your goals, get back to it. You still have a lot of time left in this year to accomplish the things that you said you wanted to accomplish this year. So with that being said, I'm like speak on like my goals. Like I said, this was one of my goals. And listen, I just told y'all I'm thankful to even be in episode 11. Like I haven't stopped and gave up, or I'm not a quitter, but you know, I'm still doing it. So I pat myself on the back for that. Let me give myself a round of applause. Oh yes, you go girl, you go girl. But I'm also working on two other goals, and one of them is kind of like, it's stressing me, not gonna lie, it's a little stressful, but I'm gonna move forward. I'm definitely gonna move forward and keep being consistent and persistent throughout the process. This is a one lady army right here, so we gotta get it done, okay? Because if I don't do it, excuse me, then who will? So today's topic, I think I wanted to talk about was, yeah, strategies for self-care and stress management. How successful entrepreneurs take care of themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. Okay, I am one person. I want to always tell you, Excuse me. My goodness, why am I so tired? I'm going to always tell you guys about mental health. Like, I'm going to always refer to mental health throughout my pods because, you know, I just feel like mental health is super, super important. And I just know what it's like to be stressed, depressed. I've probably been in every state of emotions that a person could encounter. I probably had them all. So mental health is super, super important to me. So I could only give you guys some ideas that I've actually been implementing in my life currently and throughout this, you know, entrepreneurial journey. So basically, I'll say this. With me for self-care, I kind of get ghosts. Well, I do. I get ghosts, and it's never, like, intentional, you know, because someone has done me something. It's more so, like, I need to get my head straight. Like, my social battery is drained. I need to just kind of, like, focus on me, focus on what I'm doing, enjoy me, right? So I've been on a hiatus for, I want to say, the last month or so. Like, I deleted social media. I really haven't been really reaching out to friends or talking to friends. For the most part, I've really just been into work and just taking care of me, making sure I'm going to get my massages, you know, like doing the things that reminds me of who I am. Make sure I got my hair, my nails done, you know, just like treating myself and everything. Like, I'm a girl that just loves to spend her money. We make it to spend it. And I'm an investor, so I do invest my money. But, like, I hadn't been treating myself really this year. I've been really, like, into work. So much into work. So, like, I'm going to say these last 45 days, I've just been, like I said, I've been going through things with work and business. But I've been, like, focused on me, like, just making me happy, eating what I want to eat, like, you know, buying whatever I want to buy. Like, it is what it is. Looking to book a trip, like, because I haven't been on a trip all year. That is so not me. Like, I'm a traveler. I love to take trips. So I've just been trying to figure out where I want to go at, what it is that I want to do, and just make myself feel good, you know? So that's, like, what I've been focusing on. And aside from that, right, the me type of things, like, I've been being more social. I've been, like, wanting to meet new people. And, you know, even if it's not new people, but people that I've, you know, been knowing, but we've all been like, oh, we gotta do lunch, oh, we gotta link up, or oh, I've been actually been more consistent with reaching out to those new or old new associates, if that makes sense. So, like, I've been just like women that I've been knowing for probably years, like, we probably met, like, just out and about. I've actually been hitting them up, like, oh, you want to go do X, Y, and Z, you know, just trying to build new relationships and new friendships. So that's been kind of a self-care thing for me, just getting out with different people that I wouldn't normally be around, which I actually been loving. I've also started going to, like, this Wellness Wednesday at Dreamhouse Lounge, which is located in New Orleans. I've did that, and I've actually been missing them. I'm not gonna say missing them, but, like, I just be super busy. But it's on Wednesday, and shit, my Wednesday, oh my goodness, I am so tired. Why am I so sleepy? What is this yawning about? Get away from me. I rebuke all the yawning. I rebuke it. No, but that has been, like, going to Wellness Wednesday. I told y'all I started reading. I definitely went go buy Buku books. Reading, again, reaching out to people that I should be trying to see if we, you know, bond or not. Going to the Wellness Wednesdays. Truth be told, I've been sitting on the lake, actually sitting in the parks. Like, I've been just trying to get out of, like, just do different things, things that I actually enjoy. Like, I like to swim. So I've been dying to go swimming, but the weather has been still, like, kind of chilly. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to just wait a couple of weeks. But I want to go swimming, but, like, going by the lake, just enjoying the breeze, the weather. Like, the last time I went, I had got some crawfish, sat at the lake, and really just enjoyed the scenery, enjoy me, enjoy the vibe, you know? So that these are things that I have been working off of my self-care. I took myself to a concert, you know, and that was the first time I've ever gone to a concert solo. And again, I could have invited someone or some people or whatever the case may be, but I was just like, I wasn't gonna go, really. It was kind of last minute because I thought the tickets were sold out. But, you know, I know people that know people, and they just walked me right through the door. It's about those connections, and I will never let someone else ruin my connections with people because they feel like I should connect them with my connections. Like, no, sorry. Especially if I don't feel like you are going to
take care of them.
If that makes sense or whatever. But some strategies for self-care and stress management. How do successful entrepreneurs take care of themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally? So I am looking for a counselor, like a therapist. I'm looking for a new one. Yeah, I'm looking for a new one because I need to start back seeing one. Aside from that, I do like listening to meditation music. It's very soothing, especially like at night. Like when I'm doing my work and I be up or can't sleep, either or, meditation music is just so relaxing, y'all. Try it. Don't judge it. Like raindrops or just like type in on Apple Music or on YouTube meditation music. When I tell you, you're going to feel so relaxed. Like that's something that I do for sure quite often. But emotionally, like I said, I kind of get ghost and I just do my own thing. And like my friends, I'm a Capricorn, like it's nothing personal. I'm alive. I'm good. I'm just away from the norm. And you know, like people be like, oh, like is your Instagram deleted? Yes. If you feel like I blocked you, you need to reconsider yourself. If you never done me nothing, I won't block you. And truth be told, I don't really block people. I be wanting people to see these blessings. I really be wanting people to see like what you missed out on. I don't block people. I don't block people. You're going to see these blessings that God is pouring over my life and into my life. So, yeah, I just delete my Instagram for some time. And I love when I'm not on Instagram because I live, like, so freely. Like, you know, I post what I want people to see on social media, but I always say social media, it gives people access to you. So if I'm not on Instagram and you don't have my number, you can't contact me. That is such a relief. Like, I tell people all the time, stop messaging me on my personal page about business. I actually hate it. It's a pet peeve because my personal page is for personal. If I don't want to respond to somebody, I will not. Business is for business. Write the business page for business. My personal page is for me personally. I do not want to talk about business on my personal page at all. Okay? At all. Physically, you guys, I don't really know because I'm not really a workout person, but I will say I keep saying I want to do yoga. I mentioned that before, but I think yoga, taking a nice walk, working out on one of my friends, you know, like I know that it helps them, like going workout in the morning, you know, just getting it in 2 hours, an hour or so in the gym, it helps. I don't know what it does because I don't go to the gym, y'all, but it helps. It helps them recollect, I guess, give them a good start. Like Brandy, my friend Brandy, who models for me, like she works out. And I know that she said it gives her like that boost for the day. Like she work out early in the morning. She just feel like, okay, you know, ready to just conquer the day. She's ready to conquer the entire day from working out. So, you know, I would make that suggestion, taking a bike ride, going to take a jog or walk, working out, trying yoga, doing things that you don't normally do. Excuse me, I think that was my 5th time yawning in this pod. Oh my goodness, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I actually want to Google strategies for self-care and stress management. So give me 1 second while I do that. Let's see what Google says. Okay, Google says self-care techniques to manage stress. Tap into your changing needs and desires. Self-care is personal. So I agree with that. Like I said, going on a hiatus, getting away from what I'm used to focus on me and things that I like, I enjoy. Carve out weekly time for your favorite hobbies. Again, find things that you enjoy. Like I like to shop, I like to travel, I like to eat. So I've been doing more of that, because that brings me happiness and it takes my mind away from the things that are stressing me out. So it kind of just balances me out. Be mindful of social media usage. Ding, 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 ding. Getting off of social media. That shit stresses you out. Because, again, I don't like people always talking to me or feel like, oh, you know, you're talking. No, 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 no. Leave me alone. And what I also know is I've taken a poll. Like I tell this to people in the beginning of the year on social media. Stop looking at what other people got going on. Stop comparing your life to people you see on social media. Social media is a facade. People can portray whatever they want to portray on social media. People could look so rich and literally bank account be in the negatives on social media. You guys, it's an imagery. It's for pictures. Like, stop comparing your lives today. So, again, be mindful of social media usage. Take care of your basic needs. I said that in the beginning. Getting my hair done, getting my nails and toes done, go and get a massage. These are self-care basic needs. I have to have my hair done and my nails done. I have to go get a massage. Like, I have to stretch my body out. Spend time with family and friends. So I'll say this. I'm not really big on, spending time like I should. I mean, I talk to my mom whenever I call her and my little brother, you know, basically. But when I said that I've been reaching out to, like, old associates or associates that we've been supposed to be like, oh, let's go do X, Y, and Z. That's me spending time with friends, like new friends, friends that I, again, knew before and should have a relationship with. So I've been doing that. Phase down your ongoing stressor, meaning like tackle it, like head on, you know, this is what it is. And let's turn it into a non-stressor, like turn it off, basically. Soak up nature. I feel so good that I've been doing these things. And this is what Google is saying, right? I'm telling y'all what Google is saying. But I said, I've been in the park. I've been going to the lake, like, being in nature, like just being down to earth, getting that sunlight and that vitamin D that you need that you would normally get. So I'm happy that Google is saying. I've been doing the right thing, y'all. So listen, if Google is saying to do this and I'm telling y'all that this is what I've been doing, I might be worthy to listen to. I'm just saying. This is what Google is saying. And ask for help. And I've been telling people I'm not the biggest person to ask for help. But that's why I say I'm not thinking me a therapist, because I might not need the physical help, which I do. But I always pay people to do whatever I need them to do. I pay people. I'm going to ask for help. But I don't ask everyone for help because everybody can't help me. But ask for help. That's a number one for me. What are five stress strategies? Let's see. Get regular exercise, y'all. Eat healthy. Stay hydrated, regular meals. So I drink a lot of water. I love water. Because when I'm not drinking water, I'm drinking liquor. All I drink is water. And again, if it's not water, you can give me a Crown Apple and Sprite. Yes. Make sleep a priority. Make sure you guys are getting sleep. As you see, I've been yawning a yacht lot throughout this pod, and I'm not really sure why, because I did sleep last night. But make sure you guys are putting sleep first, okay? Try relaxing activities, yoga, breathing exercises, taking a nice little walk while you're cleaning up or while you're working, listening to meditation music, setting goals and priorities. I just told y'all, whatever you start in the beginning of the year, we're in second quarter, get to it. Self-care. Practice gratitude. I'm big on gratitude, you guys. I'm so, so big on gratitude. I love giving back when I can. So I actually, I have been going out, like, I'm going to say these last couple of weekends. And truth be told, y'all, I don't do it every time, but I do it when I feel like they're in the mood or if I have enough Crown Apple and Sprite in me. And I see my clients, I'm buying them drinks. I like for them to feel like I appreciate them. Now, don't catch me in the middle of, I've been sitting at the bar for about 15, 20 minutes. I'm agitated. I don't even want to look at my clients because I don't even want to give them attitude. But if I'm enjoying myself and everything is going well, what you drinking, girl? Because I appreciate you for shopping with us. Gratitude. And focus on positivity, y'all. That is so, so, so important. Focusing on the positive things. I tell y'all, I always find the good in every bad situation. And guess what? My AC's back on. Last Thursday, I told y'all my AC was been out for 45 days. And look, a week later, they finally got it tangled after damn almost 2 months. But it's the positivity in I would still be able to open up. I was still able to make money, even though we were hot. We still were able. So I try and stay positive throughout all the negativity and stay connected. When it says stay connected, Stay connected with self and God. Stay tuned. Like, don't drift off, because, you know, when you're stressed, we tend to, like, mind just flew all the way somewhere else. So it's like, y'all, stay connected with self. Remember, you are that girl or that dude. I'm just saying, we push and pee. Like, we have to stay on top of who we are. And like I said, I've been getting dressed up, doing my hair, doing my makeup, getting cute. Like, I'm her. What's up? Yes. Just reminding myself who I am, because I have been depressed. I have been stressed. And I just been working really, really hard, just trying to tackle things so it don't tackle me. So I hope that I've given you guys some things to think about, some things to look into. And even like I tell my friends, find hobbies. Like, get a canvas. Like, this has become a hobby for me, like the pod. So I'm able to, like, you know, get things off my chest and my mind. But like planting, cooking, painting, swimming, like, find different things you may or may not like. Listen, because I'm always finding me a little hobby. As I say, I needed stuff to consume my time. And this pod has definitely been helping me, give me something to look forward to. And it's also giving me new things to talk about. Like, I always tell people, I'm having a conversation, I'm like, I just talked about that on my pod. Go listen to my pod. I'd be so quick to say, go listen to the pod. Because I've been talking about things. I told y'all, people ask me so many questions. And I talk about the things that I'm talking about on the pod on a day-to-day basis. So I'd be like, go listen to the pod. I'm going to bring you on a pod. Eventually, I'm going to get visually inclined. I just haven't done it yet. I'm not ready. Because if y'all could see how I'm recording right now, y'all will be laughing. Because I'm literally laying in the bed recording my pod. But hey, long as it's recorded, and is, long as we getting it done, and did, and always is. Y'all, it's April. Let's get to it. Control your stress. Control your mind. You are in control of you and what you allow to stress you. And for some reason, my heart and my soul is telling me to close out this pod with my favorite prayer. And it is a serenity prayer. And it is like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Amen. Y'all, that is a prayer that I say all day, every day. It is my favorite prayer, and it gets me through the day. Because a lot of things we cannot control, but we got to ask God to help us with these things so that we can get through it. Give us the serenity that we need, the clarity, the understanding, y'all. And with that being said, I'll see you guys next Thursday. Mwah. I love y'all.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms.